everything. You didn't buy them all packaged up. You bought them.
Well, we, most part of the thing, you take like syrup, we used to make our own syrup by barrel, 52-gallon barrel.
Yeah.
That was for the whole year. We had 2-3 barrels. Hog lard, we used to have our barrel full. And, well, the thing was altogether different.
The stand, the whole, the molasses used to come in the stand?
Yeah, you could get your molasses from the sugar house. On a wooden barrel, bring it home for your cattle, spray it on their food, you know?
Yeah. What'd you call that metal thing that ran around the staves of the barrel?
Oh, that ring, barrel ring.
Yeah.
It's a ring.
They were called a hoof, hoof or anything.
Would you call it a hoof?
No. Did they ever
say the first I know is barrel ring.
Okay.
That's the only thing I know.
Alright. Now, if you had to get something into a narrow mouth barrel, you might use a thing that would go like this and get smaller and smaller. What'd you call that? It'd do like this if you get.
I don't understand what you mean. You mean slip it over the barrel and keep that barrel together, you mean?
No. This was when you had to pour something into a barrel that had a narrow mouth. You put something in that narrow mouth.
Oh, yeah. A funnel. Funnel.
Really?
Yeah. I mix my own funnel. I got 3 or 4 on the outside there. I mix them myself. Take a piece of rubber pipe, I bore hole to the bottom. And I slip that pipe this way in there. That's where I make my own water. On gut.
I see.
Funnel, I mean.
I see.
Funnel. That's what you call a funnel.
Well, now when you go to the grocery store, they put everything in what? When you buy groceries or vegetables, they put them all in a what?
In a paper bag.
Yeah.
Paper bag.
Yeah. But they used to, what about the different types of sacks you had? What'd you buy meal in, or?
In boxes now. Buy your cornmeal in boxes.
Yes, sir.
I put up in the glue that top of that box. I don't know, could you buy your cornmeal in sacks? That's a large quantity, you know.
Yeah.
But they mostly put it up in box today. But once upon a time, you buy a sack of cornmeal, a sack of rice. See? Because they got all kind of sack. They got a kind of sack they come out with now that it don't get wet on the inside.
Really?
And look, I got some of them down there with that. See down on the ground there? They don't get wet inside.
Yeah.
I don't know what would you call what they made them out with. Put anything in that thing, it won't get wet if it rain over.
What kind of sack they used to put feed in, or manure or something like that? Fertilizer.
A peat sack. Used to put corn, bean in a peat sack.
Peat sack?
Yeah. That's what I know.
You ever what? They ever hear it called a croaker sack? Or?
It's called a croaker sack, but it's made out of peat. Now, I don't know what is the meaning of that stuff they call peat.
Yeah.
Not today, they're making them different. They're making them like I told you that. You take onion, they make them in the open work sack. Just something like a net. Netting, you know?
Yeah. What kind of sack is that?
Well, that's for the air to go through so that Irish potato or that onion don't get rotten. It catches its breed air through that sack. Because that's something we have to be particular with